Well, he likes to sleep all day, party all night, and according to the IRS, allegedly, not pay his taxes. Ralphie Radio Show, yep, and other artists in the news for the same story. This time it's Sean Kingston. IRS says he owes over $131,000 in taxes dating back to 09. TrueTaxHelp.com. Tax practitioner David Selig rejoining the Ralphie Radio Show. Now, David, I know a couple weeks ago we spoke about Rihanna's producer, The Dream. You gave him the benefit of the doubt, but that was a state case. This, I believe, is a federal case. Are you going to give that same benefit of the doubt to Sean Kingston or now?
Well, you make a very good point. It is, in fact, a federal case. In all likelihood, the federal government determined this liability from the issuance of a 1099. In other words, when somebody paid Mr. Kingston, they also issued a 1099 so they could deduct their business expenses.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, this was probably omitted from his tax return, and they caught him. And, of course, the accrual of penalties and interest, it adds up very quickly.
All right, David, we'll assume here that you're correct. This did all happen from a 1099. Could Sean Kingston make the argument that this was just an honest mistake and maybe have some of those penalties reduced?
Well, sure. If it was an honest mistake, if you get a reasonable settlement officer who accepts your explanation, they can, in fact, reduce your penalties. But in all likelihood, they're going to look at the facts and the circumstances and say it was just negligence and go right ahead and move forward.
Tax practitioner David Selig here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Any coincidence that these stories are coming out at this time of year, tax season?
Well, I think the IRS is starting to look at people, celebrities and regular everyday folk alike. And as we discussed last time, they've invested in some pretty sophisticated software. And now they're catching a lot of these misses.
Find him at TrueTaxHelp.com. Tax practitioner David Selig breaking down the Sean Kingston IRS case, which, of course, we'll post on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. Mr. Selig, as always, thanks for the 411.
Hey, thanks, Ralphie, and God bless your listening audience.